Welcome to Breakthrough Success. I'm your host, Mark Roberti, the content marketing expert, bringing you 5 new episodes every week where I and top-level guests teach you how to take your business to the next level and achieve your breakthrough. Making your 6 figures is the hardest 6 figures you will ever make. Once you make your first 6 figures, it becomes much easier for you to make your next 6 figures and next 6 figures and onward. So for a lot of people, we just want to make our first 6 figures. We want to achieve that milestone. And that's what we are going to focus on in this episode. Today's guest is a visibility strategist for entrepreneurs who want to make an impact. She is the go-to expert for entrepreneurs who want the world to know their name. This self-professed introvert and single mom went from rock bottom to creating a 7-figure business within 3 years. She is the CEO and mastermind of Million Dollar Mommy, a company founded to help women across the world reach their dreams and financial goals. She has been featured in Business Insider, Inc., Forbes, and many more. Today's guest for episode 170 of the Breakthrough Success Podcast is none other than Jen Scalia. Jen, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Ooh, I'm excited. Great intro. Thank you.
Jen, I'm really looking forward to this show, and I know you have a lot to offer Breakthrough Success listeners. And before we do that, I'd love to get some backstory. So I feel like a lot of us, we either want the 6 figures or we've already hit it. But what was the fuel, the initial momentum that made you realize like, hey, I got to make these 6 figures?
Yeah. And you kind of described it perfectly. I felt like I had this like come to Jesus moment where I had been kind of running my business, but not really all the way in. I wasn't giving it everything I had. I was just kind of thinking, this is pretty cool. I get to work from home and I get to kind of do whatever I want, make my own schedule. But I definitely wasn't all in. And I did come to a point after probably about a year where I was like, I'm not really making a whole lot of money. And if this continues, I'm going to have to go get a job. So I really had to, you know, have this conversation with myself essentially and coach myself into like getting really serious about this, going all in and really, you know, just going for it versus just kind of letting it happen and letting things kind of, you know, go a little bit. So that was for me that moment. It was about a year in. So I kind of, you know, messed around for a little while.
And one of the things that is true about all these cases, when you make 6 figures, 7 figures and beyond that, or any goal worth achieving, is that it's on you. It's your mindset and you putting in the work that is going to result in you accomplishing that goal. And I'm wondering, Jen, how did you develop the mindset for putting in the work to achieve 6 figures? And what were some of the key steps you took on that journey?
Oh, yeah, I agree with you 100%. And I think that that's one of the really tough things about entrepreneurship is that the responsibility is 1000% on us, whether we fail, whether we succeed, no matter what, it's all on us. And, you know, for me, I just wanted to make $5,000 a month. That was my initial goal, because that would have helped me, you know, pay off some debts, kind of live a life of freedom, pay my bills, didn't have a whole lot of, you know, overhead or anything at the time. And so I just was like, great, I'm just going to go for it. I'm going to go for $5,000 a month. That's about 2 clients a month. And I just really threw caution to the wind and decided to just do whatever it took. That meant, you know, creating positioning content. That meant talking to people on the phone, which was something I was definitely scared of in the beginning. I really hated rejection. I hated sales calls. That meant showing up on social media pretty much all the time, every day. So I really had to just, you know, stop feeling sorry for myself is kind of the way that I described it, and just go out there and serve. And so I really started with that small goal. And once I realized how easy that was and how attainable that really was, then I started going for bigger and bigger goals. Then I was like, great, now I can go for, I could do 100K a year, you know? And once I got into that mindset, then it was like, things just blew up. I went from literally making 5K a month to making 10 to making 50 within about 6 months. And then the goals just kept getting bigger and bigger. But I totally agree with you about the mindset thing. That was really the thing that shifted for me that made my business skyrocket. It wasn't necessarily any specific strategy or tactic. It was really believing that I could make that happen and, you know, doing the mindset work around the money as well.
And just really quickly, because it's interesting how you mentioned the amount of growth you're able to achieve, but before you got to that point where you're finally making $5,000 per month, how many months or years did you put into the business before you achieved that first milestone?
Yeah, so definitely for the first year, I didn't make any money. So I really wasn't even in business is kind of what I tell people. I pretty much had a hobby for the first year from that moment where I said, I'm going to be a coach, I'm going to help people, I'm going to be, you know, work for myself. Pretty much that entire year, I didn't get a client. I was doing some freelance stuff on the side. So I was bringing in a little tiny bit of money, but I didn't actually get coaching clients until I was in my business for a year. And then from there, I would say it took about 6 months to get from a couple $1,000s a month to like a steady $5,000-$6,000 a month.
So about, I just want to make sure I'm getting these numbers correct. A year and a half in business.
Yep. You're absolutely right.
Okay. I bring up those numbers because, I predicted that, for a lot of people, like it takes a long time for them to get to that initial milestone. Like I want, Breakthrough Success listeners to notice that it took Jen, a year and a half in business to make like $5,000 per month, but then she was able to accelerate that really quickly and make it into six figures, make it into seven figures and grow it even more. So the moment you achieve that first milestone, it definitely becomes a lot easier to not just maintain, but also grow and make more revenue. And one of the things I'm wondering is that, so you're a coach and I understand that like if you get a certain number of clients, you're charging a certain rate, you could do the math to figure out like how many clients you need to make a certain amount of income. So how do you land clients for your coaching?
So now I'm actually not doing as much one-on-one coaching because I got, you know, so many clients one-on-one and I have such a big audience now that I'm doing more group coaching and, you know, courses and things like that. But, back when I was, you know, looking actively for one-on-one clients, it really had to do with me showing up, you know, so it wasn't necessarily like, cold calling, but it was really more like me showing up, whether that was, you know, sending out a newsletter, whether that was showing up on a video, YouTube, or on social media and letting people know, number one, I'm the expert. I know what I'm doing. You need to hire me. And number two, actually asking for the sale, which is, I think, something that a lot of, you know, newer entrepreneurs are fearful of because we don't like the rejection. At least I know for me, that's the way it was. And, you know, I would go out there and I would put inspirational quotes and put motivational stuff, but I would never ask for the sale. So it was no wonder why it took me a year and a half to start really booking clients. But that was a mindset shift for me as well, was that people actually have to know that they can hire me, number one. And then they have to believe that I am the expert and that I can help them. So I really had to just be out there showing up and creating content that positioned me in that way.
And you mentioned also the how you now do group coaching, and I'm wondering what the transition is like from coach to group coach, group coaching, because I know that with a service, like you take on clients, but you only have so much time. So yeah. Can you talk about how that adjustment was for you to do and also the income?
Yeah, I mean, it was hard, to be honest. I felt like it was a huge transition for me to go from, you know, because I feel like one-on-one coaching, people are ready to invest. They're like, yes, I'm getting the one-on-one intention. They're willing to invest, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars. But once you throw in, you know, group or courses, people are less likely to want to pay more money for that service because it's in a group versus, you know, that one-on-one attention. So for me, it took a little while for me to completely shift out of the one-on-one. I'm like wrapping up with two clients right now, and that's it. Those are my last one-on-one clients. So it definitely was a mindset shift, number one, that I could deliver the same value, the same service, and, you know, better results in a group format. And then also being able to let my clients or my prospects know that as well.
And you've coached people one-on-one and in groups, and I'm sure you've been able to like hear a lot of stories and watch a lot of people as they go towards their financial goals. But in your experience, looking at all these people, looking at where you are now and where you were, for the people who have not made six figures yet, what do you believe they're missing?
This is actually an easy one. I actually just did some content around this the other day. Honestly, I believe it is belief. Their belief in themselves, their belief in what they're able to charge, their belief that people will want to pay them for their services, and, you know, really the belief that they can get results for their clients. So, you know, really it boils down to like maybe a lack of confidence would maybe be a different way to say that. But I feel like once you know and you're confident in what you can do and you're confident that you can get clients and you're confident that you can get results for your clients, it becomes much easier. So once you get over that initial hump of, you know, not being really sure, having some fears, having some doubts, then you're really able to hit the ground running because you're so confident in what you're doing that other people are attracted to that confidence and they feel the same thing from you.
Now, I do like that answer because it does go back to the mindset and what we believe, that impacts what we become. And whether you think you can or you can't, you are right. But there are people listening to this who they may not necessarily have that belief. Some listeners may be thinking, well, like, I know the belief isn't fully there. And even for people who do believe in themselves, how do we build on the belief that we can do this?
I love this question. So I really think it boils down to action. It boils down to taking action in spite of that fear or in spite of the doubt and going out there and doing it, like actually getting people on the phone and doing sales calls, actually coaching people, actually getting the results for people. Because one of the things that I believe is that confidence comes from evidence. So once we have the evidence that like, oh, okay, I can get a result for somebody, my clients are getting really fast results, people are saying yes to my services, then, you know, it becomes easier and easier. Whereas if we stay in our heads and we just kind of think about it and wonder about it and try to get clear only in our heads, we stay stuck. So action for me is for sure the best way to increase that confidence and increase that belief in yourself.
Now, one of the things that I do want to explore, because I've been coming across this a little more, the difference between being action-oriented and results-oriented. And I feel like there are a lot of people who are more results-oriented where they look for the results and they use that to indicate like how they're doing. And action-oriented, you're more focused on what you're doing. And if you don't get the results, as long as you're putting in the right action, it can add up to something in the long run. And I'm wondering if you're more action-oriented or results-oriented, what's your recommendation on that? Because I know if you get bad results, that can tear your confidence right away.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I've never been asked this question before, so thank you for asking. But I mean, just the way that you described it, I would definitely say I'm more action oriented because of what I just said, as far as like the evidence, right? So, you know, as an entrepreneur, you're never going to be 100% perfect. You are going to fail at things. Things aren't going to work for you. You have to be okay with that. So I feel like you have to put those actions forward to see whether or not you can get results, to see whether or not you like something, to see whether or not this person is your actual ideal client, to see whether or not you like this particular coaching style. So I really believe that you need to take the action in order to figure things out. I feel like clarity is, you know, such a huge, huge thing for people. And when they make those huge shifts is because they've gotten like insane clarity. And the only way to do that is by taking action.
And I do agree that action is going to, I am also a more actions oriented person. Like I do want the results, but if you peg all of your like the way you see the progress you're making on results and you don't get good results, that's going to have a negative effect on you. So I'd say I'm also more of an actions oriented individual, but at some moments, like, we don't put in the right action, or other times we just put in so much action, we don't get the right results. And I know, like, even though, like, I'm action oriented, I don't know, for like everyone who can like agree with me on this, I don't know, but sometimes you look at the results and they're not that good. Like, maybe the income that you're trying to hit, maybe the traffic, they're not that good. And one of the key things, whether like all superstar athletes have to do this, all superstar entrepreneurs have to do this, the ability to bounce back from a bad week or not hitting your financial goals. So what's your recommendation on bouncing back after like something didn't work?
Totally agree. It's actually one of the words that I describe myself as, and the reason why I was able to, you know, really have, you know, swift success once I was, you know, once I got it all together is resilience. You know, being able to fail, being able to have things not work, being able to even make a transition in your business when you realize that maybe this certain thing doesn't really jive with you anymore. It's not aligned for you anymore. It doesn't, just doesn't work for you. Being able to take that and use that as a lesson, or use that as a stepping stone to like that next level for you, and not taking it, you know, so hard, and also not taking it personally, right? So I think, you know, it's a learning lesson essentially, and being able to be resilient is, I think, a trait that every entrepreneur needs to have.
And part of bouncing back is like having a bad result, but another situation we could find ourselves in is we're at the same results, we've barely moved up. So let's say that, let's say like you just do a final one-on-one and the client is someone who has had like, the income has barely budged. It's not at that six figure mark, but the income's barely changed for a while. What would you recommend or look at to see how we can move that income up, hit it to six figures, and expand from there?
Yeah, I think actually that might be a worse place to be than failing sometimes. It's like you're doing the work, you're doing the actions, and you're staying the same. You're stuck, you're plateaued. So really, I think this comes down to, you know, evaluating. Like for me, I do kind of a, you know, evaluation on my business monthly. So what's working? What's not working? I also typically have my clients go back to a time where things were really going well, like maybe their highest income month or the month where they had the most clients or sold the most things, and go back to that month and say, okay, well, what did I do then that I didn't do now? You know, what were the actions I was taking? What was I selling? How was I selling it? How was I marketing? Because if you're able to do something once, then you're actually able to repeat that, right? So I always have people go back, and I do it for myself as well, to what worked when it was working, right? And do more of that also in the evaluation. What can I eliminate? What am I spending my time on? What activities am I doing that aren't actually serving me, that are either keeping me stuck or possibly holding me back?
I really like that idea of evaluation, and it's something that I feel like we're not doing enough of, where the world is like busy, 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 and keep moving forward. But sometimes you have to temporarily pause and see where you are and where you're heading, and that can help you change course or pursue the same path in a different way so that you are able to achieve your goal. So if you haven't evaluated where you are recently or your best months, as Jen does and recommends, I do strongly recommend that you do that as well. And one of the things that happens to all of us is that we all face certain challenges along our journeys. And when it comes to hitting a financial goal, there are definitely going to be challenges along the way. So with that in mind, Jen, I'm wondering if you could share with us one big challenge you faced on your way to your first six figures and a powerful lesson you learned during that challenge.
Yeah. So there's a lot, but one that immediately comes to mind is being prepared for that rapid growth. So, you know, when I was just kind of like, oh, I just want to make 5K a month, and then I reached that, the growth happened so fast that I don't think I was prepared for it. And I feel like I spent a few months catching up with the growth of the business. So being really prepared, and you know, this again comes down to mindset work and identity work as well. Like, who is that person that makes six figures or multiple six figures, whatever your goal is? How do they act? What decisions do they make? What kind of team do they have? What are they selling? What are the day-to-day actions? And just really, you know, stepping into that version of the person who is at the six-figure, multiple six-figure level now. And I wish I would have done that, because, you know, I was still operating as somebody who was making a couple thousand dollars a month or $5,000 a month. So it did take me a little while. It took me a few months to kind of, you know, fill in those shoes and, you know, feel okay with the workload, the amount of clients that were coming in, you know, having to add new team members and things like that. So I say be prepared. Like, if your goal is to reach a certain income level or financial goal, then be prepared for that to come, and it will come faster when you're actually prepared for it.
Now, you mentioned again how you went to $5,000 per month and you had that rapid growth. And it's interesting how we also have to prepare for the rapid growth. That's something, like, I feel like we think about achieving the growth, but then, like, if you're coaching clients, you have to think about, how am I going to open up this extra time to serve those clients and all the other changes that you're going to make. But one of the things that I've been interested in ever since you mentioned it is that you didn't start off saying, I want to make six figures. You just started off at $5,000 per month. And I'm wondering if you would have that same approach if you were just starting all over again, just I want to make $5,000 per month, and then the next goal you set would be six figures, or would the first goal you set just be to make six figures?
You know, I still do this now, even at the level that I'm at in my business. I do set goals that are achievable, but a little bit out of reach. I don't like to set goals that feel too out of reach, because then I don't believe it. And then I kind of get inside my head about, how am I actually going to make this happen? This is going to be really hard. And then I kind of go on a downward spiral. So, you know, I like to set goals, and I have my clients set goals that feel doable and feel realistic, but are also a little bit of a stretch. So for me at the time, I wasn't making a whole lot of money. You know, when I was working a job, I was making maybe a couple thousand dollars a month. So for me to go to five was, you know, it was a stretch for me, but it still felt pretty doable. I think if I immediately jumped to, like, okay, I'm going to go from, you know, $2,000, you know, salary at a job to 10K a month, that just would not have, you know, aligned with my beliefs. And I feel like it would have been a lot harder for me to reach that.
And when you did reach when you did set the goal for $5,000 per month, like, did you have like a timetable, like by the end of quarter one, I make $5,000 a month, like by the end of quarter two, I make like $10,000 per month? Or did you just do 5,000 per month and like leave everything else hazy?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I was just like, okay, $5,000 a month, that's about 60 grand a year. That's more than I was, you know, getting paid in corporate. Cool, I'm good with that. And then once I started seeing the results and how easy it was and how I could actually make it happen, then I started making those little incremental, like, upgrades in, you know, what I was able to achieve or that goal that I had.
And I know this is a very case by case, because people have like different schedules, different amounts of income, different projections. But what was the, like, after you reached your goal for 5,000, like, was the next goal like 5,500, 6,000? Like, how were you growing it?
It was definitely $10,000 a month. It was like this, you know, elusive, like, five figure month that, like, every entrepreneur wants to make, you know, their first $10,000 a month. So, you know, it was five first, then it was 10. And, you know, I think sometimes people also get into this idea of like, okay, you have to take baby steps. And I think I did think that way. It was like, okay, here's five, then 10, then maybe the next goal is 20. And just kind of taking those small steps. But once I saw it was possible, I mean, I leapt from, you know, 10K a month is actually like an 11K month, the first five figure month, to 50 the next. And then it would just stayed steady at the 50 and would go up and down depending on if I was launching something or selling something. So I do also believe that you can make those huge leaps and you can make those epic leaps if you're doing the right things.
So just to summarize, you believe in like the baby step initially, but once you're like taking like a few, you just go for big leaps.
Yes. Yes.
I absolutely love that philosophy for making revenue. And that's one of the reasons I really love hosting this podcast, because I get to learn so much from each interview. I get to share all this knowledge with my listeners. And speaking of acquiring knowledge, one of my other favorite ways of doing that, in addition to hosting this podcast, is by reading books. And Jen has an awesome book out, Your First Six Figures, 8 Keys to Unlock Freedom, Flow, and Financial Success with Your Online Business. That book is on Amazon. It will be in the show notes at marketbirdie.com/E170. But I bring up books because, Jen, I'm wondering if you could share with us three great book recommendations that you believe will have a positive impact on us.
Oh, yay. I love this question. So definitely Profit First. By Mike Michalowicz. It was a book I read, I think I was about right around that you know, $5,000 a month mark. And what I love about this book is it just really tells you how to handle money. So if you go back to what I was saying before about being prepared for those, you know, either the baby steps or the big leaps or whatever that identity that you want to reach, this book is a game changer for just how you're going to operate in your business, how you're going to, you know, go forward, what you're going to do financially, paying yourself. It's just an excellent, excellent book. The next one is by Stephen Pressfield. It is The War of Art. Love this book. This is a great book for creativity, for, you know, getting over resistance. So if you have any kind of resistance, fear, anything like that, this is a great book. It's a short read. It's like 100 pages or something like that. So you can read it in an afternoon. I remember when my coach made me read it in one afternoon, she kind of came to me and she was like, you need to read this book before our next session. Our next session was at like 3 p.m. that day. And I read the book, loved it. Always recommend it, highly recommend it. Perfect, perfect book. And then the third one really isn't it's not a business book. For me, it is more of a personal development book. It's called The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. Really just helps you operate on a different level, you know, mentally, emotionally, because a lot of stuff comes at you when, you know, you're an entrepreneur and you are dealing with people and you're dealing with money and you're dealing with growth and all of that stuff. So great book to kind of just level you out and also make you see things in a completely different perspective rather than, you know, feeling sorry for yourself and thinking that everything bad is going to happen to you.
Jen, thank you for sharing those great book recommendations. Again, those will be in the show notes, marketgubernie.com/E170. And if you guys want a book that will teach you how to create, promote, and optimize your content for growth and revenue, you can get my book, Content Marketing Secrets, over at marketgubernie.com/book. And before we wrap up this episode, Jen, I've asked you several questions throughout our time together, but I'm wondering if you could share with us one question that you believe we need to be asking ourselves more often.
Ooh, all right. So one question we need to be asking ourselves more often. There's a lot I think I ask myself on a regular basis, but you know, I think I would say for this episode right now, do you really want it? I feel like that's the question I had to ask myself when I had that come to Jesus moment. And I was like, I'm going all in, was like, do you really want this? Because a lot of times we do think that we want something and maybe we don't, or we have this vision of it that is hazy or foggy or it doesn't really suit us. So do you really want it? If so, freaking go for it.
Jen, I absolutely love that question, that motivational push as we go towards our first six figures and towards many other six figures, if you're in a position where you've already made your six figures. So Jen, I do thank you so much for that question and all of your great insights you shared throughout our time together. If you guys want to learn more about Jen, head over to jenscalia.com. All these links will be in the show notes. And don't forget to grab your copy of her book, Your First Six Figures, 8 Keys to Unlock Freedom, Flow, and Financial Success with Your Online Business. Jen, I can't thank you enough for sharing all of your great insights on this show. It was such a pleasure to have you on Breakthrough Success.
Thank you so much. It was amazing.
How does over 100 retweets per day sound to you? My free ebook, 27 Ways to Get More Retweets on Twitter, has you covered. I use the methods within this ebook to get over 10,000 retweets every single quarter. To learn more and get access to this free resource, visit markgoberti.com/retweets.